brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 13th day of February 2007. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Greg Palast, BBC reporter, also was reported for ABC Nightly News and Nightline programs, best-selling author. He's an American. Greg Palast to talk about the intensified propaganda push to attack Iran, what's happening domestically with electronic voting fraud, what the Democrats are doing in Congress going along with the overall agenda. And then Jason Burmes will be joining us coming up in the third hour concerning net neutrality, attacks on the Internet, and open calls to restrict free speech on the Internet, quote, because of 9/11 conspiracy videos. They cannot let us continue to operate the way we've been operating. Terror Storm out now for about 5 months, over 7 million views on Google Video between all the different versions that are up there, and no one even knows now. I mean, it was well over 40, 50 million 3 or 4 months ago with Loose Change just on Google Video alone. And it's scaring the establishment. They don't like losing their monopoly of power. By the way, I got an email from the BBC news producer basically letting me know to get ready. It's going to be a huge hit piece coming up Sunday on BBC Two, and then it'll air throughout the week on that same BBC channel. What is it, 9 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time next Sunday? I guess that's like 2 or 3 o'clock, depending on where you live in the U.S. Some satellite systems do carry BBC 1, 2, 3, 4. And I know we've got people in the U.K. I hope you tape it literally in segments and are uploading it to YouTube while it's on, because I want to be able to. I know we've got the Watsons in London and Sheffield. They'll be writing an analysis of it. And yes, they followed me around for a full week. And yes, at the end of it, they basically told me that it was a hit piece. And it was very funny to them. Very, very funny. And I am just cringing to see what's going to happen. They did stuff like my wife would be waiting to eat dinner with me, and maybe she gets to have dinner with me 2 or 3 times a week. I get to have dinner with her on a Sunday night after the KLBJ syndicated show. And 2 hours later, he's just saying one more question, until I blow up and say, that's it, no more interview. I would imagine, just in my crystal ball, if I had one, that that will be billed that I couldn't handle the questions. Because one time I got mad and got up, and he said, what, you can't handle the questions? And I'm like, no, I'm 2 hours late. You've been interviewing me every day. You've been following me around. I've got to go. I just know how they operate. I've seen it before, and I'm bracing for it. But it won't matter. People know the mainstream media spins and builds straw men and plays games, but it's hard to watch yourself and be on your A game for an entire week. I just know the ads are running every hour, I'm told, on BBC television, and it's my voice in the advertisement saying, bottom line, 9/11 is an inside job. And then the producer of the show, the director, calls me up a few months ago and I don't know. We'll see what the piece is like. The Watsons will give me a report after they watch it. I'll tell them my comments, and then they'll write an article within hours of it. And then, of course, we'll break it down into little pieces. I've already digressed. Big news, Giuliani swears he'll come after your guns when he's your Republican president. And Neocon Radio will line up for gun control, because that's who they are. And I'll be a liberal because I'm against it. Huge news. There's just so much of it. It's just, we're going to cover it all when we get back. Stay with me.
It's here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Rudolph Giuliani says New York gun control needs to go nationwide. This out of the Associated Press. It will be hailed as conservative, as I've been predicting. You will now be a liberal if you're not for total massive gun control. Also, about 3 months ago, I was driving down the road listening to Genesis Communications over a local affiliate, 100.1, and I almost ran off the road as he read an AP article in its entirety. I ran into the office, typed it in, and sure enough, it was true. And the headline reported that hundreds of lenders, as I've been parroting every day since then, were not even asking for ID for bank accounts and then housing loans, car loans from illegal aliens, but citizens have to show three forms of ID. We've now got a national ID card going into place right now, the Real ID Act. Well, there's a lot of new news on this very same subject and even more today. Credit card aimed at illegal immigrants. That is the AP headline, similar headline from Reuters. And then I have another story here out of Los Angeles Times. Bank of America casts wider net for Hispanics. But then it goes on to say, it's really illegal aliens, so we'll report on these new developments for you. Iraq says that it has closed its borders with Syria and Iran. If that isn't a prelude to a strike on Iran, I don't know what is. Now evidence just 3 days after the false report by the Pentagon that they confirmed that plastic explosives were being transferred inside mortar shells to the Iraqi insurgency, the Shia insurgency, now being completely debunked. And so we'll break that down. But before I cover that news, we do have Greg Palast in the second hour, Jason Burmes in the third, on a lot of important news and issues. This is out of the Marine Corps Warfighting School. It is the official handbook number 06-17, released in May of 2006. And it's got a Marine on the Marine sergeant on the cover, twisting someone's arm behind their back with his knee into their the center of their back in a police maneuver. And the caller called in about a month ago, a Marine in Virginia, and he said that he had this handbook, and he said that it talked about the American citizens, talked about mainstream property rights activists being terrorists. It's basically a regurgitation of ADL propaganda that's been adopted in SLAT training for the federal marshals. We have the state handbook from Virginia, state handbook from Texas, state handbooks from Nevada, FBI one-sheet flyers printed, small print, front and back. I put it in my film Road to Tyranny in 2002. My new film, Terror Storm, spends about 2 minutes on this and shows four or five different manuals. But this one's different. This isn't state police. This isn't domestic law enforcement. This is the United States Marine Corps. And I came into the office this morning, and sure enough, there it was, and we thumbed through it, and sure enough, the claims he made are there. So by tomorrow, we'll have scans of this up. It is a 75-page booklet, and Aaron Dykes is going to read it in detail and then highlight it and scan much of it. And I just did a scan of it, and it's not good. We'll just put it to you that way. It's basically the same thing we get out of the state manuals written by the feds and the ADL, but it's the Marine Corps. This is high treason. This handbook is terrorist by every real benchmark. It is treason by every benchmark, by every yardstick. I have been to the urban warfare drills all over the country. We have footage from Northern California to Hebron, Maryland, to Swansboro, North Carolina, to Florida, to Brooksville, Florida, where our military trains, and in many cases with foreign troops, with role players, hired actors, no expenses spared. They're paid $15-$20 an hour. Local actors, local thespians, disgorge the theaters, and they go down by the hundreds. And they scream, "I'm an American, please know not the camp," and they do mock interrogations, and they say, "Where are you from?" "I'm from San Francisco." "Where'd you get the helmet? Where'd you get the weapons?" And they're practicing fighting American insurgency. And it's now been in the Army Times late last year that, yes, they will use foreign troops in the battle against the American people. I mean, pure foreign troops, entire foreign contingents from foreign armies, not to mention the fact that a large portion and growing of our military are now foreign-born illegal aliens. So just a prelude to this, that we did get it in. It does indeed say what he said it said. I didn't doubt him when he was reading it. I'd heard the exact language scores of times. Again, our problem here is we have so much evidence we can't even go over all of it. Every few months, I get some new law enforcement manual, some new law enforcement DVD, some new law enforcement file on a disk, some Acrobat file, PDF, and we go look at it. It just says the same thing. And before we moved to this office about a year ago, I literally in the corner of the office had a small box filled with files and videos and documents And really, we should, I guess, get interns in here who scan all this and upload it. But at a certain point, it's kind of like, again, the cops pull over somebody, and they've got photos in the front seat of women they've kidnapped and murdered and killed. And so the police get the person's driver's license. It's probable cause. They don't even have to wait to go to the house. You don't need a warrant then. Clear and present danger. And they go directly to the house, and they smell the stench right away, and they pull up the floorboards in the basement, and there are 15 dead bodies, and they find four or five in the backyard. I mean, how many times has that happened? Hundreds of times. And so it's kind of like once you pull up the floorboards and there's the stench and you see a bunch of half-rotten bodies and a couple skeletons, we've already dug up a whole bunch of them. We know they're totally guilty. And then basically it's like finding 100 more bodies buried on the back 40. I don't even have time to dig them up or put them in bags. I don't have the staff. I don't have the people. And that's why I have somewhere around here, I've got two storage buildings now, a box of this stuff. Well, this is not going to go in the box. This is going to go up with the small percentage we have put up. That has been even reported on by the Washington Times and a few other mainstream publications. WorldNet Daily's reported on it. Some gun groups, Gunners of America's reported on it. But you would get training manuals out of Arizona or out of Nevada in 1999, put out by the Clinton Justice Department and the FBI, with the FBI's phone numbers on it, you could call. In Arizona, what they put out over 50,000 of these, not just to the police, but to the citizens. They think this is normal. And it said gun rights groups, people that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, it said you're a domestic terrorist. And now we have the one out of Texas that's even worse, that says a property rights activist, and then that's a newer one from 2 years ago. There's another from last year out of Virginia, says the exact same thing. So it's written by the same individuals, and it's just putting all the different manuals to give them a local look, I guess. But this is different. Because this is the U.S. Marine Corps. This is the United States Marine Corps, and it's the military. And they can try to claim that the Marines aren't under posse comitatus. That's more balderdash. And it's just unbelievable. They have images here of people being rounded up and loaded onto armored vehicles with tags on their backs, with what their name is and what part of the insurgency they think they're part of. And it's a manual for Iraq. It's a manual for Macedonia. It's a manual for Austin, Texas, or Oakland, California, or Simi Valley. It is treason. Says, AJ, hope this helps you, Brother James. And it says, for official use only. And they go on to say that not supposed to be showing this to anybody. Well, let me tell you something, terrorist. We're going to show people who the real terrorists are. Don't you worry. This is no longer our military. The people running our government are bought and paid for by foreign interests, period. And this goes on to say that, and this is a handbook used by the Army and the Marine Corps. I should add that. So basically, it's predominantly mainly Army material in here. It says, how the Army conducts detainee operations from the initial capture to internment directly affects the strategy success of U.S. and coalition forces. And it just goes into there, and it talks about soldiers and leaders in handling and processing detainees. Instruction includes soldier actions at the point of capture, search techniques, documentation, the transportation and transfer to a military police operated facility. And it says that much of this is taken directly from the Army's Military Police School Doctrine Development Division. So that's basically what the Marines have picked up. Okay. We'll come back and tell you about Giuliani who wants your guns. And I'm a liberal because I'm against it. I understand. I understand what neocon listeners are, and I know there's some of you out there listening, and I know I'm bad. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 2002, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Rudolph Giuliani, this is out of the Associated Press today, says gun control helped reduce New York crime, and if he's elected president, he believes in more gun control. Now, let's be clear about that. It is true that up until the time that Rudolph Giuliani became mayor, what, well over a decade ago, that New York had the number one crime rate in the country. New York is still in the top three every single year. Detroit, sometimes it's, believe it or not, even Dallas. People like to get pretty violent up there. That's where I grew up. Los Angeles, they're always in the top four or five. But New York, always in the top three. And it was always, sometimes it's Chicago in the top five. But Giuliani got in, and he did start massive arrests. He did roughly double the number of cops. He did erase the graffiti. They did cut back on welfare, which was a magnet. And they did take their anti-gun, total gun ban policy and extend that to start randomly searching people all over the place. And it did cause a slight reduction. But to say that New York is some bastion of liberty and bastion of safety is a cruel joke. Oh, I forgot D.C. It sometimes is number one in the last few years, taking the crown. But Detroit, D.C., Chicago, L.A., Dallas, they're always... And it depends on how you look at the statistics. Overall crime, Chicago, New York, L.A. But out-and-out killing, sometimes Texas cities, Houston and Dallas have been in the top couple before. I remember back in the late 80s, Dallas was number one once. I remember that. I mean, it was just unbelievable. We're talking like six, seven murders a day. But that was the crack cocaine wars. That was limited to certain areas of South Dallas. When the CIA was bringing that stuff in that turned people basically into zombies who had to have more. And also, a lot of those numbers were people getting blown away trying to break and enter to steal your stereo, your television set, your computer. But we have so many Republicans for gun control. We have the governor of New York, Pataki, who wants total gun bans. We have Giuliani. It's well known in New York City that if you don't pay the police chief or the sheriff who decides if you can have a gun, on average over $25,000 in campaign contributions, you don't get one. And only well-to-do mobsters and others or private security details. It's come out that Rosie O'Donnell, of course, has up to three bodyguards at any one time who got permits to carry Uzis. I guess they thought that'd be a good gun, an Uzi. Be a horrible gun in a compact sitting environment to defend somebody with. That's just my opinion. And you've got Giuliani, of course, with all these bodyguards, and Bloomberg, and Pataki. Of course, it came out that Sarah Brady has bodyguards and fended someone off at her San Francisco home with a gun, with a permit that is extremely hard to get in San Francisco as well. And it says, Rudy Giuliani addressed a potentially troublesome issue with conservative voters. Oh, no, they don't care. As long as he'll nuke Iran, they'll turn their guns in. As long as America is destroyed, mainline conservatives are happy. As long as the North American Union happens, as long as the borders are open, as long as they can put plastic flags on their cars and can't find Iraq on a map but just say kill them all, it's at primitive level. They'll do whatever they're told, they'll buy whatever lies they're given, and I'm not joking when I say that. They're just scum. I'm talking about that 22% that supports the war. Now, all the liberals I know are out buying guns. You see, they've seen real conservatism, real constitutionalism with this broadcast. And they now understand. In the past, they would see phony conservatives up there, and they said, I want nothing to do with conservatism. No. Those were frauds. So, see, now the liberals understand why they need guns. Well, you hear them call in all the time. I meet them on the street, talk to them. We'll finish up with this. And then we'll get into NFL refused to run an ad to recruit Border Patrol agents and credit cards aimed at illegal immigrants. Without an ID, you just get one. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. Take your calls, get into Iran News with Greg Palast, then we'll talk about the attack on free speech and the web.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Gentlemen, glad that you joined us today. We're going to get to Nathaniel, Vincent, Roger, Roman, and many others coming up here in a few minutes. Listen to this spin. It's like George Bush saying he's pro-Second Amendment, but then lobbying and fighting behind the scenes and publicly saying he would have signed the assault weapons ban reauthorization that has sent literally tens of thousands of innocent gun owners to prison. Rudy Giuliani addressed a potentially troublesome issue with conservative voters, saying his policies as mayor to get handguns off the street to help reduce crime in New York, in his crime-ridden city to this day. I use gun control as mayor, he said at a news conference Sunday during a swing through California. But I understand the Second Amendment. I understand the right to bear arms. Exact same thing Bush did. I'm for the Second Amendment. Just hand them in. He said what he did as mayor would have no effect on hunting. Zero guns that you could buy at a store. You had to go buy them out of state, and then you had to get a special permit through the police chief or the sheriff. And folks, there were literally just a couple hundred of those issued. Been massive news reports about just the fraud and payoffs involved with that. Or you've got to hire these privately licensed security guards that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Oh, yeah, they're highly paid. I've talked to some of these bodyguards that guard the stars and other politicians. They're making $100, $120 grand a year. In fact, they can go to Baghdad right now as private mercs and make $180. They've got former military and former police officer slash detective. Oh, maybe 200 grand. But not us. We can't defend ourselves. And by the way, it's even started in New York where retired cops are having trouble having guns. He said what he did as mayor would have no effect on hunting. And addressing another potential trouble spot with conservatives, Giuliani spoke in favor of the border fence, saying you have to have secure borders. You have to have a fence. And the fence, I think, has to be highly technological one. That means Homeland Security, a few cameras, a few sensors that don't work, and he's just following what Chertoff has said. Remember, there were going to be 6,000 troops, and then it turned out that no more than 200 at any one time were ever deployed, and most of those were always in a support capacity at a nearby National Guard armory, in many cases hundreds of miles away from the border. And the few that were in little guard stations doing what the Minutemen do, looking over the border, get overrun by Mexican troops firing at them, and our military isn't allowed to have bullets, so they run in fear. But don't worry, they're training to take our guns, and they did it in New Orleans, and their own training manuals say that they're being trained to take our guns. But that's okay. Take the American people's guns, just let those Mexican troops shoot at you. He said what he did as mayor had no effect on hunting. Hunting in Manhattan. Hunting in New York City. And I have no doubt in a few months he'll be running for president. He is running. I'll be in a gun store again. Somebody will saddle up, either a customer or somebody that works there. And, hey, heard you say he's against guns. He said he's for the Second Amendment. I've had it with Bush. Hey. I heard you say Bush is for the assault weapons ban. That's a lie. Then the manager goes, no, Ralph, it's true. Hi, Mr. Jones. Leave Mr. Jones alone. And there's a couple little red-faced twits behind the counter going, because, see, I'm not stupid like you. I actually defend the Second Amendment 110%. I actually know what their tricks are. It's not hard to do. So, we've got that there for you. Newt Gingrich is saying attack the First Amendment along with Hillary. NFL refuses to run an ad to recruit border agents. The National Football League refused to include a print ad recruiting U.S. Border Patrol agents in the 2007 Super Bowl program because they were, quote, uncomfortable with the sensitive nature of the spot, according to a league spokesman. You can't even have ads to advertise, hey, we need Border Patrol agents. Oh, no, that's... Well, I thought the NFL's tough stuff, pro-America. That thing is filled with globalist propaganda. Again, the Fortune 500. Well, I have the LA Times here in front of me. I have Reuters and AP here in front of me. And this is a lengthy... This is another lengthy story here. Bank of America casts wide net for Hispanics. Very deceptive headline. It's a puff piece. Hispanic Americans are the ones that have to show three forms of ID, like white, black, Asian Americans. It's the illegal aliens, or as you call them, the undocumented migrants, who don't have to show any ID. And the reason this is important is it shows how the war on terror is an abject, complete fraud. They have the Border Patrol sit on the border every 10 miles on average. We've had Border Patrol agents, current ones on, sheriffs on, retired ones on. This has been happening for 5 years under Ashcroft and now Chertoff and Gonzalez. And they're allowed to look one direction, north, south, east, or west. They're told which direction to look. And if they see illegals on any other of the three areas of the compass or anywhere between, they are not allowed to pursue or even radio. Now, if you don't believe me, just Google it. It's mainstream news. And I'm covering that just to illustrate to you what a joke it is when you're driving down an Indiana highway or a Kansas highway or a Vermont highway. And we see these in the press every week, and there are 20 cop cars and a paddy wagon, and they got flashlights in your eyes at 8 p.m. You're there with the family, and they say, hello, license, registration. You're lucky if they say, please. You give it to them. They say, where are you going tonight? Where are you going this evening? Most Americans, again, they're federally funded. The cops don't even know why they're doing this. It's to condition you. It's to train you. And you go, well, I'm going to see my mother, or we're going to a basketball game, or we're going to a PT. We're going to church. And, you got anything in the car? And there's other cops looking all around in the car. Are those kids in their safety harnesses all right? I need to do an inspection of that. Let me just go ahead and get you out. Let me run warrants. And they're up ahead arresting some other guy, you know, had an open beer, whatever. You know, they've got their excuses for it. All under federal grants every time you see it. And we've got video where people now, one fellow, what was it, in Missouri a few months ago, it was on YouTube, tens of thousands watched it by the time I found it and posted it on prisonplanet.com. And it was a young man, I believe he was 18 years old, very well spoken, and he went to work every night, and he'd been stopped at these checkpoints multiple times. And he says that on the tape. And so he's got a video camera rolling. Sure enough, it's a checkpoint like Nazi Germany. And he pulls into it. I think we even played audio of that. I know I gave it to you, John. Did we ever end up having time to play that? We never played it. It's in the computer, isn't it? It's like 20 minutes long. I don't think we can play the whole thing. But see if you can grab it. See if you can find it right when the cop first tells him, get out of the car. We'll just play a few minutes of it if you can find it. I know that was a few months ago I gave it to you. I send him stuff, and half the time we don't have time to play it. But he very politely just says, officer takes his license, information, he says, where are you going? And he says, I don't really want to talk about my personal life with you. All right, get out of the car. I mean, let me ask you something, cop. Would you like being pulled over like that and having somebody do that to you? We're tired of it. This is the United States. And don't give me your baloney about it's to stop crime and stop drunks and all the rest of it. If you want to do that, just go sit outside the bars and look at who stumbles out and pull them over right then. And actually, Austin does do that. And it has to be commended, but it's only a few cops. I see the same guy. I'll be driving home from work. I try to not go on that South Lamar Road and up 6th Street towards the highway because it's always there, the same guys, high and tight haircuts, the same two cars. I've learned the four cops that are doing it. And, I mean, it is literally like a shooting ducks in a barrel with like 50 bars right there, and they all come out up South Lamar or up 6th Street towards Mopac. All right, I'm digressing. The point is, you pull up, and I've done this, to a huge federally funded checkpoint, and they want you to answer questions, they want you to tell them where you're going, and you don't have to do that. You shouldn't have to. Now, later he tells the police he's been videotaping it, and they act like vampires who've had a bottle of holy water thrown on them or had a cross shoved up their nose, and they literally just say, get out of here, okay, fine. And one of the superiors is trying to claim that, well, you had to say something rude to him. You had to have done something. And he's like, nope, I've got a tape. Would you like to come watch it? Oh, no, I don't want to come watch it. And I've already digressed here. The point is, illegal aliens don't have to show any ID for anything. They're given preferential treatment on housing, preferential treatment on tuition, on scholarships, on everything. And it's been announced, it's admitted. It's all an incentive. And here is Reuters Today, credit card aimed at illegal immigrants. Now, Kevin Smith told you about this a couple months ago in studio. He went into Bank of America. And if you're not an illegal alien, the whole bank is set up for them. You basically have to wait. All the lines are in Spanish. There's one little table if you're not. This is in downtown Austin. And there is no English. It's just Spanish. In fact, I said we go down there with a video camera. Maybe we should do that today. Credit card aimed at illegal immigrants. And this is the Bank of America Kevin went into. Bank of America Corporation has begun offering credit cards to customers without Social Security numbers, typically illegal immigrants, the Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday. I actually had a Bank of America employee call into my Sunday syndicated show, and I brought this up, and he said, oh, yeah, it's true. They've been told if it's a clear Latin American migrant, just don't ask for anything. Talk about discrimination, because it's a corporate thing. Hey, we're not putting your Border Patrol ad in the Super Bowl program. Hey, we're not going to let, you know, it's racist to want to control our borders, because this is the agenda to bring in the North American Union. They had the North American Union summit in September last year in Canada. The first agenda was that it would be secret, but we got the minutes through a foyer, through Judicial Watch. And the whole thing is about getting corporations by stealth to implement this. They're doing a darn good job. Well, everybody's wanting to go nuke Iran. This is all happening. In recent years, banks across the country have begun offering checking accounts and even mortgages to the nation's fastest-growing ranks of undocumented immigrants, you mean illegal aliens, most of whom are Hispanic, the paper said, adding these immigrants generally have not been able to get major credit cards. So they just admitted bank accounts, mortgages, no ID. The AP article last year said no ID, period. The new Bank of America card is open to people who lack both Social Security number and a credit history. That's it. I'm going in with a hidden camera. And talk about a lawsuit. And you watch. With my dirty blonde hair and my blue eyes, I'm getting nothing. They're going to laugh at me. And there'll be illegal aliens right next to me. Just so getting whatever they want. It's cops want to pull us over and search our cars because of 9/11. Just shut up. I mean, I don't know what you're smoking out there, you idiots. All right, I'm in a bad mood. I'm sorry. The new Bank of America card is open to people who lack both Social Security number and credit history as long as they have held a bank account with the bank for 3 months without an overdraft, the journal said. But they give them a bank account without an ID. Bank of America tested the program last year at 5 branches in Los Angeles. Baloney. Baloney. I've been in the Bank of America and seen it, and Kevin's been in a separate one. Bank of America tested the program last year at 5 branches in Los Angeles, and last week extended it to 51 branches in Los Angeles County, home to the largest concentration of illegal immigrants in the U.S., the journal said. The bank hopes to roll the program out nationally later this year, the paper said. A Bank of America spokesman was not immediately available to comment. And it doesn't threaten them to even sue them. It might illustrate it. They don't care. They just print the money out of nothing. It's the folks that own the Bank of America, the families that are involved with it, are Federal Reserve shareholders. So, again, it's all just an end to destroy this country. Anybody who has a bank account with Bank of America, including myself, I still have one from back when it was another bank of mine they bought. You know, they buy the bank you've got and then their name's on it. They're doing it everywhere. My wife moved an account to another bank and then they bought that. And they bought my mortgage. And then tried to cheat me and took the escrow money from the last house I had. This is about 7 years ago. And took the escrow money, like $3,000, and then said I was in default and I had to actually have a lawyer start the lawsuit to make them remove it. That's good business. Steal money, then give somebody bad credit. You send them letters, the files, the documents to their banking mortgage division, and they just say, we don't care. Pay us $3,000 or that. I guess they wanted $6,000 of my money. Not if I was a god. First-class citizens in America are cops and illegal aliens. Everybody else is scum. Everybody else is trash. And I've done an analysis of it. That's how it stands. And it goes on and on. And, of course, Vicente Fox, 3 years ago, you can go to Google Video and just type in Alex Jones confronts Vicente Fox. He came to town. We finally got it up there for free for you. And I hope you get it out to people. And he came to town to give the police chief an award, or his deputy police chief over the immigrant affairs, for not following the law. Openly gave him an award for not stopping or arresting any illegal aliens without insurance, IDs. The police have been told, you leave them alone. Same thing with Bank of America, all of it. See? Gave an award in public, and gave the legislature an award, and gave Wells Fargo, who was the first to do this 3 years ago, they've already been doing it, where they issue them a debit card, and then that's used for housing loans, welfare, everything else. It's so sick. But he tried to go out there with Perry and give a speech, and they had to stop the speech 30 seconds in, because I shut him down with the First Amendment.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, I'm going to hold Palast off a few minutes so we can get to all your calls. I'm going to get to at least the first people that called in, Nathaniel, Vincent, Roger, Norman, and others. But I promised to play this. Here's just about a minute of it. It's like 20-something minutes of it. It's not the best audio. A video camera in the young man's car. He's at a checkpoint. There's all these police, people getting searched. They ask where he's going tonight. He says, I don't want to talk about my personal business with you. And he says, all right, get up there to the front then. The guy's probably right back from Baghdad, probably thinking, this was Baghdad. Boy, he'd be going to the torture center. Here it is.
How are you tonight, sir?
Hi.
You put your window down for me? Do you have a driver's license and proof of insurance? Where are you heading tonight?
I wish to discuss my personal life with you, officer.
All right, come on up here.
up before I hear stuff up.
Okay. Now, again, his window's up about an inch. You hear it go, nee. Yeah, that's good. Get that down for me there. All right, thank you. Now, that's America, but not if it's an illegal alien. There have been a bunch of sheriffs on record in Tennessee, you name it, where they arrest illegals, and ICE will not come pick them up. It's like, no, we don't pick illegals up. They're God, because it is designed to bring the country down. It is an integral part with the corporations, the police, the government working to do this. This is their way to destroy the U.S., period. Let's go to Nathaniel in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
My heart is beating fast. It's getting an opportunity to talk to you.
Oh, please.
Serious. I was listening to a show here in Milwaukee this morning, a radio show. I can't remember the guy's name, Jay Weber. And right away, I hear this misinformation you constantly talk about. We hear about 1984 all the time. And this guy throws out, a majority of Americans support Bush. A majority of Americans are for the war. This is what he's saying on his radio show.
There are hundreds of scientific polls that show between 75 and 82% are against the war. Congress has a 14% approval rating. Cheney has a 12%. Bush has a 29%. It's total baloney.
Now, it's obviously connected to the Obama comments that were made. So I got on the show, and I said, you're lying. That's not true. The polls don't show that. And he goes, wrong, I'm a liar. We're in, and this is exact words, we're in Iraq as a response to 9/11. And I said, well, that's not what the president says. The president even said Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And he says, wrong. And this is the crazy part. So after I get hung up on and I made my comments about, you know, his father wouldn't go into Baghdad, his, you know, father, obviously, his advisors told him, hey, don't go into Baghdad. You're going to start a civil war.
Sure.
10 years later, this guy goes in. So the thing that blew me away were the callers after I hung up. I'm a limp, like the previous caller, Nathaniel, he's an idiot. That's a limp-wristed left-winger. He doesn't care about his country. It's people like that that hate our country. And this gets drummed on and on and on. And what goes into my head is 1984. Right away. That literally these outer party members, they don't have any sense of history. That literally this guy on the radio is rewriting history at that exact moment, ignoring 1 minute before he spoke, and these listeners go along with it. How do you combat that?
And that's why they're going to lose all their dollar value. It's why they've lost their jobs. It's why they're going to be slaves.
But they still are blaming. They're still stuck in the left-wingers think this, and we think this. And I believe a majority of these people, and this isn't to be racist, are white and probably do work 40 to 50 hours a week and maybe don't have time to inform themselves.
Well, no, I mean, that's it. A lot of white people think they're members of the elite because they're white and they're part of the power structure, and they couldn't be more wrong.
And another thing, with you've got Palace coming on discussing Iran. The war drums are clearly beating, and now the threat of Iranian weapons of mass destruction are now changing. Once a threat, I think they said that.
Oh, yeah, the Financial Times comes out with this headline. I've got it here in the stack. Nothing can stop their nukes. And then you read and it goes, they might be able to in 3 years now. Oh, this proves we need war. And oh my gosh, the deadly mortar shells. Turns out, by the way, those mortar shells are British. Ha! Just like the mobile weapons trucks were British.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll free 877-300-7645.